All right, guys, that was a hard-fought game last night that we played in San Francisco. I thought that the effort and the energy was outstanding. I think we still fell short in execution. It was hard-fought, though, and proud of the way that the guys played. We just ended up a couple plays short. And with that, I'll open up for questions, Vaughn. Well, I think in the second half they committed to running the football a little bit more. They had some success scrambling, and we had two critical plays there in the third quarter, in which the first drive we had a offsides penalty when we were off the field on third down. The second series, in that first series, then they hit the explosive play and ended up scoring, tying the ball game. In the second series, in the third quarter, we had a penalty called on Worlow on a third and 20, which extended a drive. And I think those were two very critical plays there in the third quarter. And in turn, it didn't allow us to get the ball back to the offense, who didn't produce any first downs in the third quarter. So that was kind of another lull that we had, and then I think we came back and played very well. We started to play well on the offensive side in the fourth quarter.
You gave up those two 40-yard plays, too, in the second half.
Yes, the explosive plays, which have been something that has been an issue for us all season long. We continue to not defend the deep balls as well as we need to, or we allow them to have a short run or a missed tackle on a running play. We've given up way too many explosive plays.
Coach, not to downplay Bowman's excellent play at the end there, the long interception, but sort of summarize the season a little bit. But breaks like that, a ball like that just kind of bounces off the shoulder pad. It's craziness.
Yeah, it's a very tough play, because we were in a pretty advantageous position at that point in time in the ball game, and again, I talk about execution. We're just not making the plays when they're presented to us to win those types of games, and that's something that we have to continue to work on and try to get right for this last game against a good Carolina Panther team.
Clearly see that these guys are playing as hard as they have all year.
Yes, I've said it all season long, and I truly mean this. This is a great locker room. These are a bunch of great guys that play hard. They're accountable to one another. We're just not executing. I think the execution is just off ever so slightly, and when you are not executing, you're going to diminish your chances of having success. But the guys have worked hard. There's no quit in them. There was never a doubt in my mind and this coaching staff's mind that the guys would let up as the season progressed the way it has. And I think the effort is just like it was in week one when we went down to New Orleans. We're doing it with different players, unfortunately, but the effort's been outstanding.
The projection Matt got, what was the difference there?
We kept a clean pocket, and Matt was able to step up at times. So there was the interior of the pocket was a little more stout. I thought that we did a very good job with scheming, with chipping, helping, and having backs chip out. Tight ends chip out before they went into their routes. The two tackles, they had tough draws yesterday, and I thought they handled it well. I thought Matt had very good pocket presence as well, and I really feel after watching the tape on the ride back and watching it this morning that Joe Holley did a nice job cleaning the pocket up. He had a couple of nice plays, taking guys off and helping when needed and when he could.
Were you rotating Cons and Harlan Gunn throughout the game? Or?
There was a rotation. This second week that we've done that, the rotation was very similar to what it was the previous week. I thought Ryan Schrader continued to show improvement as a undrafted rookie, getting his second start on Monday Night Football. I thought he did a nice job. He battled. He battled against a very good, front seven.
Can you update us on Corey
Peters? Yes, I can. I've got a couple of things that I can talk to you guys about in terms of injuries. Corey Peters sustained a season-ending injury in his Achilles last night, so he'll be scheduled to have that repaired here very quickly. It was a non-contact injury, but it was confirmed this morning that he had an Achilles injury. Zeke Mata will be put on reserve injured today. That transaction should take place. Zeke had a neck injury. He had a cervical fracture at C1 and had surgery on Sunday. So he will be going on IR reserve injured today. That transaction will take place.
How tough is it to see a guy like Corey who's fought back so much already to have to suffer through something like this and have an off season where he's looking once again?
This is going to be a tough off season for Corey. He was injured 2 years ago with a foot injury, and he had to battle and ended up going on PUP, missing some time. The rehabilitation time on an Achilles is going to put us close to the start of next season, so he's going to have to get it going and hit it, but I know he will. Corey's a very tough guy. I feel for Corey. We all do. That's a tough injury to have, and especially at this time of the season, this late in the season, looking for next year.
With Mata, what's the recovery time?
The recovery time, from what I understand, is good, 4 to 6 weeks, and he should be good to go.
Drew Davis seemed like he stepped and played a lot of snaps, made some plays. You talked about chipping. He made a chip and then went out and made a play. What about his play in that game?
When Drew's gotten an opportunity to play throughout the entire season, and even going back to last year in our Philadelphia game, he takes advantage of it. That was a great scramble step up by Matt, and Drew came open by going through our scramble rules, and it was a great spin move, and got the ball down inside the 5-yard line for us to have our first score. Drew's always been a very solid special teams player for us. When he gets an opportunity to do it on offense, he has stepped up, and he's a good teammate to have because he can play a lot of roles. He can play all three of our wide receiver positions, the X, the Z, and the F.
Coach, talk about didn't get the results you wanted last night, but just the effort of your guys, and a lot of people are saying, hey, it's just a team that's already cashed it in, but
I can assure you there's no cash in with this team. We've stated over the last couple of weeks that we want to finish strong, and it doesn't matter what your record is, you're going to be judged how you finish the season. Unfortunately, in this third quarter, we've played good football. We've only gotten the outcome that we wanted one time. We get another opportunity to do it again against a team that's playing for a division title. It's going to be a fun atmosphere for us in the Georgia Dome. We're going to need our fans out there to help us because they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and we're going to need all the help that we can get because they're a good football team.
What are your thoughts on Luke
Kuechly? Well, he's a tackling machine. I think he's having a Pro Bowl season. Has a very good understanding of what they're doing defensively. He's the quarterback of their defense. You can clearly see that in terms of being the signal caller, and it looks like he also does a very good job of audibling out. They'll do some audibling based on what you present to them. He's having a good year. I think he's, you know, going to have a good chance of being a Pro Bowl player.
Coach, of course, you always talk about, you know, winning and the goal is winning. This last game, though, I'm sure you want to, in the back of your mind, send Tony out with a bang, you know, maybe give him a lot of opportunities and stuff like that. Can you talk about him going to his last game?
Well, I know it'll be a very emotional week for Tony, be emotional week for his teammates as well. Tony's had a great career. He's such a good leader. Guys have been mentored by him, not only by his words, but by his actions. And, you know, that's something that will be on our must this week. We must send Tony out the right way. He deserves it. And we want to, you know, we want to give him every opportunity to play in this last game, as many snaps as he wants. And, you know, I'm sure he'll, like always, be a big part of our game plan going in. I think the Carolina Panthers will have something to do with how many opportunities that he'll get to, you know, get to touch the football.
Coach,